This is the Steve Gruber Show on the Michigan Talk Network.
Well, as we've learned from Andrew Cuomo, America was never really that great. Thank God we've got people like Tom Steyer out there to help America be great. Because, you know, according to the left, America's never been much. Never been much at all. Julia Seymour, managing editor of MRC Business, joining me here on the program. Julia, welcome aboard.
Thank you. Good to be with you.
So sad to hear that America was never much. Thank you, Andrew Cuomo, for clearing that up. Tom Steyer, yeah, what a piece of work he is. Tom Steyer.
Yeah.
I wonder what his particular mental illness really is. You know, I look at this guy, I mean, he's got all of this money. I mean, he could help out homeless people. He could build libraries. He could build clinics and clean water. Yeah. Instead, he dumps money all into the political machine that gets chewed up by PR agencies and radio and television advertising or whatever it turns out to be. And it all vaporizes and he gains nothing. But he's putting in $10 million more just for Trump's impeachment because that'll work, right?
Yeah, California billionaire Tom Steyer definitely has plenty of money. And, yeah, I mean, he could be the next Bill Gates. You know, he could be spending money helping people around the world. But he has built his own political machine, actually. He has created his Next Gen America operation, as well as now his Need to Impeach organization. And just this week in Lansing, Michigan, he announced he's going to spend another $10 million specifically on a get-out-the-vote campaign through Need to Impeach. That brings his running total just for the midterm elections to $120 million.
So where is this $10 million going to be spent? Here in Michigan?
I couldn't tell from the his exact remarks if it was going to be only spent in Michigan or
I couldn't tell from
nationwide.
I was having trouble from his remarks to tell if he was sober. Anyhow, I mean, any drunk can burn up money. I mean, you know, seriously, this guy is, like so many on the left, completely out of touch with the American voter. They don't realize that it's, you know, blue-collar, white working-class voters that left him in the suburbs. And in the cities, the black voters didn't turn out either. They have a black and white problem, do the left. And they are completely tone-deaf when it comes to accepting the truth, aren't they?
Well, you know, he seems to be very, very much believes he's right. When I hear him talk, he seems utterly convinced that Trump is the worst thing ever and that he has to go. He told the crowd in Michigan that they are in a fight to save the soul of America.
Right.
You know, that's the way he talks. He did go on some other rants, too, that didn't make a ton of sense to me. But this is his stated reason for doing all these things. And you know what really bothers me is that the media barely talk about him. You know, the liberal news media, they used to portray him as an environmental hero because he was working, you know, giving to politics to get his green energy agenda pushed, disregarding, of course, his hypocrisy of having built his fortune on coal. But these days, they ignore his controversial remarks, his controversial political ads, and only now are we starting to see a little bit of media coverage of how this is actually in conflict with some liberal leaders in Washington.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting, you point out that they ignore him. Well, there's a reason for that. He's a goofball. They know it. I'm serious. He's a goofball. Yeah. They put all sorts of weirdos on television. John Brennan comes to mind. You know, they put all sorts of folks on TV and radio. They avoid him because even he is too kooky for the CNN, MSNBC, mainstream kook networks, if you will. Right? I mean, even he is a step too far. I think that's it. I mean, he's just so far gone. They're like,
that
yeah, dude, you got money. That's cool.
Could be part of it. I think it also has to do with the fact that they, in general, don't like talking about left-wing donors. Because then it's an admission that the left also spends money on politics. And, of course, many on the left have railed against money in politics. They hated the Supreme Court decision saying, yes, this is free speech. And so I think by admitting that there are big left-wing donors like Tom Steyer, like George Soros, they fear that they're going to be accused of being hypocrites, which, of course, many of them are.
Yeah, well, clearly they're hypocrites because you look at the spending from the unions, for example, on politics. You look at the spending of all of these organizations, and George Soros, who pumps in millions, if not billions of dollars. Who would know? Because it is dark money. And they rail against dark money while, you know, cashing the checks. Mm-hmm. I mean, let's look at the fact that Hillary Clinton really was running and financing the DNC as if it was an independent operation in 2016. We know better. And I can go on and on. But the fact of the matter is, Tom Steyer is so far out of the mainstream. You know, he'd have us riding, you know, riding behind donkeys and carts. He would, if we use donkeys at all, because it's probably evil to use an animal for our endeavors as well, or some damn thing. So this is part of the disconnect, I believe. Tom Steyer is the poster child for the disconnect of the message from Democrats today that have left the white working class voters behind out in the suburbs and in the inner city. The minority voters aren't coming out because they're lukewarm, lackluster, because what is the Democratic message anymore? Donald Trump is evil. Oh, and by the way, we've got lots of free stuff for you. And anybody that has any common sense knows, you know, they can't afford to give us all that free stuff, so we're not going to get the prizes, but they're going to raise our taxes. I mean, what is the message?
I don't know. I mean, I try not to wade directly into politics too much, but I have been keeping an eye on who is giving a lot of money in this election.
Tom Steyer.
And you know, Tom Steyer just this. All of this, $120 million, makes him the largest single source of campaign cash on the left. And, of course, all the liberals running for re-election wish that was going directly into their campaign coffers. Of course, it isn't, because he has his own machine with, you know, almost 1,000 employees and more than 2,000 volunteers. It's a big machine. But I don't know what that means as far as the election's concerned, because in the past, you know, he spent a ton of money to get Hillary elected, too, and she didn't.
Yeah, Tom Steyer actually,
always pan out.
Yeah, Tom Steyer has an impeccable track record of losing, actually, if you go and look. I mean, Tom Steyer has consistently lost every place he goes. Julia, great conversation. Good having you here, and I appreciate it. Very entertaining for me, and therefore, hopefully, for everybody else. Julia Seymour, Assistant Managing Editor, MRC Business. Thank you. There you have it. And quick break here as we head towards the top of the hour. Coming up next hour here on the program, Congressman Dan Kildee will be here. He's going to tell me what the Democratic platform is for 2018. I'm going to find out from a Democrat directly, okay? Hour number three, straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans, but in our wildest dreams, we never, never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency, and 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now, before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.